This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. So, you know, we had you on the podcast in April of 2023, earlier this year. I'm hoping that you can give my new listeners an about statement. Tell us what you do over there at U.S. Nuclear.
Sure. So our company is a spinoff of the Manhattan Project, where they made the bombs. And they were the geniuses there that were doing the work were fearless, and they were in danger of toasting themselves. So our founder developed the first radiation detectors for health and safety. And so we've been in that business since 1946. But in recent years, we've added pretty much all the other sensors, chemical and biological toxins, so that we can provide handheld and doorway monitors, et cetera, that will protect or at least warn you about all these different hazards. So we've expanded our mission from just radiation hazards to pretty much any hazards.
Excellent. You know, I think the economy is kind of in a weird spot right now. You know, the pandemic is really, in my opinion, behind us. How do you think your company can most quickly expand its customer base from this point moving forward?
I'm glad you asked. It's a very relevant question, since we were all sort of sheltering in place for some weeks or during the last 2 years, and it broke up the continuity with the, you know, the salesman and the customer are supposed to have a personal bond between them. It's sort of broke that up. When I started as a salesman, I used to drive all around the U.S., around the country, visiting universities, hospitals, national labs, and meeting people at their labs, which was great, but it took forever. You know, I only got to see a few customers a day. So more recently, we do trade shows, and that's wonderful because you still get the face-to-face, you meet more people, much more efficient, and you can bring your samples to show them off too. So what the big thing that we're doing is getting back into the trade shows. We're going to do, you know, 6 to 10 every year, and so that's going to help us bring back our customers and make new friends.
Yeah, you know, and I understand you're doing a trade show on June 8th, the Hazmat trade show in Baltimore, Maryland. What do you think some of your most sought-after products are going to be at that show?
Very, very good question. So, you know, the guys and girls that serve as Hazmat people, they're also the first responders. They drive in or even helicopter into the ground zero where there's just been an explosion or a serious accident or a big fire, and so they're supposed to psych out this, what's going on, you know, what the hazards are, and measure this and measure that, and you know, their own health and safety is in danger. We make handheld instruments that can see, you know, 100 chemicals, that can see a lot of biological toxins, that can see radiation, and so, you know, if there's a train derailment, which we know there's hundreds of those every year now, so we can help the hazmat guys stay alive and help them to help the community right around where the accident is to protect themselves from breathing or even drinking the bad stuff that came out of that accident.
Wow, yeah, saving the lives of people that are saving the lives. That's incredible. You know, I want to remind everybody at home that the company's website is usnuclearcorp.com. You can kind of check out some of their technology and drill into some of the things that Bob is talking about right now. But, you know, moving forward, let's continue to talk about trade shows. I know that there's also another one coming up in July, on July 24th. It's the Homeland Security Conference, and that's going to be in Chicago. Tell me about some show-stopping products there. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I appreciate it. So same theme as in the previous discussion, but now we're talking about doorway monitors and vehicle gateway monitors. You know, they've got thousands of people a day coming across the U.S. borders, the roads, and the also talking about the airports and the seaports. And, you know, any of these people could have on them, either knowingly or unknowingly, dangerous things. And so we can look at all those different items, and we have all-in-one systems where, you know, otherwise you'd have to go through, you know, one metal detector and one chemical detector and one radiation detector, and it would be hallway through of things with some poor person looking at the readout, you know, six readouts. That we bring it all into one readout for the guys there that are trying to pass you through or not pass you through with the with your dangerous materials. And in addition to the ordinary things that are, we also see the very hard to detect items like PFAS, the forever chemicals. We can measure those in the air. Drugs, gunpowder, nerve gas.
Wow.
Nerve gases are very hard, and war gases, they're very hard to detect because really they're oils. And, you know, everything that's liquid has some vapor pressure. In other words, some of it goes up into the air. But
sure.
With the nerve and the war gases, it's very, very little. So these are, you know, these are mass spectrographs and gas chromatographs that are just top-notch and can see a lot of things in addition to our specialty, which is seeing whether there's any nuclear bombs coming across the border.
Wow. Yeah, Bob, you know, I really like what I'm hearing. Help me piece the story together. So the pandemic's behind us. You guys are expanding your customer base. Step two of that is to do these trade shows. Fill in the blanks. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but naturally in the progression of events, what happens after these trade shows this year?
Right. So the so hopefully at the trade show, you met the guy, you shook his hand, you talked a little bit about who he is, what he does, and he's learned a little bit about the products, maybe even seen the products in face to face at the booth in the trade show. So then you have to stay in touch with the guy, make sure you answer the questions and that he has, and make him feel good about being able to buy our super products.
Excellent. Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have literally been in business for over 70 years. That's an impressive metric that, you know, I think folks need to really realize and do the history on the company. Again, I'm going to remind people, check them out, usnuclearcorp.com. Bob, it's been wonderful to sit down with you. I do want to talk to you later this year so that we can get an update on the trade shows and kind of peek into your process as you were just discussing how these follow-ups are going, etc. But before we part ways for today, what do you want to leave listeners with as a takeaway from this interview?
Well, I just want to say that the you know, it's a dangerous world out there, and you know, we all travel around and we all go to this event and that event, but hoping that we won't be there when some terrorist explodes a bomb or or poisons the water. But now, you know, technology is always advancing, and it's really amazing what you can measure and detect and analyze nowadays, so that a properly protected border crossing or sports venue can take our systems and make it safe, so that while you're watching the ball game, you don't have to worry about drinking the water and getting a difficult disease or a toxin in your system. So I think it's going to be a better world. It's more expensive, but it's going to be better.
Folks, today we were sitting down with Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. I'm going to bring it up one more time. Check them out, usnuclearcorp.com. Bob, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I want to see you back later this year.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.